This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis signed two bills into law today that aim to make higher education accessible for more students. CPR's Paolo Chalceda reports.
The first law prohibits public universities from accepting students based on their family's relationship to the school. The other allows public universities to choose whether students must include SAT or ACT scores in their applications. Polis said the new laws give more opportunities to disadvantaged students.
What we're finding at institutions of higher education is that it's better to have a holistic approach to admissions, right? Not just based on a test score.
Several lawmakers and school leaders, including two University of Colorado regents, attended the bill signing. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
The Colorado Supreme Court sided with lawmakers who want to make the property taxes people pay to fund local schools more equal. Sponsors have said that in Colorado, the lowest property value districts tend to have the highest tax rates, and wealthy districts tend to have lower property tax rates. Tabor prevents those tax rates from floating back up as property values rise. The court says districts that voted to be exempt from Tabor limits should have been increasing taxes, which wasn't happening. Sponsor Senator Rachel Zenziger says the state will still budget for education.
We're still coming to the table and funding public schools, but this is just going to help rebalance the local share component.
The bill will increase local funding for schools by roughly $100 million per year for the next several years.